We're holding the middle of Perek Yutes, and Rosh Hashanah will finish Perek Yutes tonight. Maybe next week we'll do something L'Kavod Rosh Hashanah. We'll try to do, next week. Okay. Next week's already Rosh Hashanah, right?
Let's do it
the week after, maybe. Okay, but whatever. Rosh Hashanah will finish at least Perek Yutes before Rosh Hashanah, and be able to know a little bit of the Hav Mesoteris before Rosh Hashanah. If we read it on Rosh Hashanah, we'll have to get the other levels of Ahava, but we'll talk a little bit more about the Hav Mesoteris, and what the Baal Tanya has been explaining to us up until now in Perek Yutes is that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the Neshama of a Yid is like a ner, the same way the ner desires to jump off of the candle in order to be able to get to the source of Eish, which is in the world, the source of the Dalet Tzaydis of Eish, trying to get to the source of Eish. So too the neshama of a yid, its chayfetz is, its desire is, in a way that's without any seichel, without any chachma, without anything. It's mamalami adas, mamalami seichel, vamusik, vamuvin. It's just the natural tendency of the neshama is a desire to get back to its makar, to its shoresh, which is to become one with the arein seif. And he says that comes from the place of the chachma shabenefesh, which is the arein seif. That's the place which is chachma. That's the place which is beyond that which you could be able to be masik. Again, we mentioned that the hava that we've been discussing up until Perek Yutes, the hava that's created based on his bainanus, which is level A of Ahava and Yira, the way a person is supposed to do this in a typical way, that's Ahava which is placed in the place of Bina. That's where a person is able to be Maven Dover Mitech Dover, his Boininus. That's where a person is able to think and to contemplate the fact that the Marshal is Mali Kalam, Mesav Kalam, Alessas Eponimine, and that leads to Ahava and Yira. The Ahava Mesoteris is not in Bina, it's higher than Bina, it's in the place of Chachma, it's in the place where you can't really grasp anything. My Chachma, like we mentioned in earlier Prakim, is Kayachma, it's that which I can't grasp and I can't understand. Nevertheless, in that place, that's where the Orin Seif is able to be Mulubish, right? That's the Neshama Shebemaychi. That point of the Orin Seif is in the Chachma of the Nefesh of a person, and it's that Ruchni, is that Orin Seif inside of a person which has the ability to then create this Ahava Mesoteris. And that's really what he's been describing up until now. And we'll continue maybe from page 48, but halfway through the page where he says Vezek Klal B'Chosetur the Kedusha, right? And what he mentioned is that. Yeah, over here. V'zek klal b'chosid shi d'kedusha, sha'ina elama sh'nimshach mechachma, sh'nikka kodesh elyon. Sorry, we're past that, right? Yeah, we're much past that, sorry. M'chein r'sham p'shei Yisrael, that's up to, right. Okay, so he says, let's just start from there just because it will flow easier. V'zek b'chosid shi d'kedusha, sha'ina elama sh'nimshach mechachma, sh'nikka kodesh elyon, ha'bata b'mitzias ba'arin say barachu, ha'malubish boy, ve'ena davar v'nei atzmai. So in order for anything to be able to reveal the chachma shebenefesh, which is the Orin Saif, the only way to do it is to be batal. That if a person has any yeshus, any gaiva, so then you're getting in the way of that chachma shebenefesh being able to be revealed. Well, the only way to be able to reveal it is by being nothing, by being batal, by having that inyan of bittul. That's why another taich, the word chachma, which is also the same word as kayachma. Kayachma means the kayach of ma means to be mevatel oneself, to have total bittul. Who hepech mamash mechinis a klipa v'sitra achra. It's the total opposite of the klipa and the sitra achra. Shemimenu nefashis umas ha'olam da avdan lagamayu. It's the opposite of the nefashis of the umas ha'olam, which are avdan lagamayu. V'amrinen hav valiteni lias yesh v'dabar v'nei atzmai. Right, the whole avoid of what the umas ha'olam want and what the sitra achra wants is hav give me haliteni. And hav is the zera kadosh, which talks about davening Rosh Hashanah, that a person shouldn't daven Rosh Hashanah for his own things. It's like a dog, a kelp, which is being tzayek, hav, give me. Halitani is obviously Esav's lashon. That's the lashon of yesh, where a person says, I want to get. And the middle of that inyan of yesh is not allowing the chachma shel nefesh to be able to be revealed. L'chein nekra mesim. And that's why the sitra achra and klipa is called mesim. Why? Ki chachma techaya baila. Right? Chachma is techaya. Chachma gives chias. The chachma in the nefesh is what gives chias. And they're putting up a block in between the chachma shel nefesh and the, that revelation of it by having that inyan of yesh. Yeshus puts a block and doesn't allow it to be revealed. The Marshman says, I can't, so to speak, live in the same world as somebody who's about Gaiva. I'm a Mela. There's a block. The Chachma Shemanefesh is not being revealed. Now, even the person who's Kaifer Be'ikr, like I mentioned before, is still getting his Chias from the Rabbanu Shalom, but the way he gets it is in a way of Acharayim. We'll talk about it again in Perachav Beis. We spoke about this before already. You're getting, everyone has to get Chias from the Rabbanu Shalom. Nobody can exist, no Sitra Achar, no, nothing can exist without getting Chias from the Rabbanu Shalom. However, the way that it gets the Chias from the Rabbanu Shalom is in a way of Acharayim, not in a way of Panim upon him. But it's always getting a Chias from the Rabbanu Shalom, but because it's not allowing the Chachma Shebenefesh to be able to be revealed in an open way, that's Yeshus, that's Gaiva, and that's Sitra Achra, that's the world of the Hapach of Kedusha. V'ksiv yamaisu v'loi b'chachma. There's a Misa v'loi b'chachma, because they're lacking that ability to be able to reveal the Chachma, therefore it's Misa. That's why Risham b'chayayim is Kriya Mason. They're called dead. Why are they called dead? Because they're lacking Chachma. Chachma t'chayayaz b'ayla. Chachma gives life to those that have Chachma, and because they have the Chachma, but it's not being revealed, because they put the block of Gaiva in the way, the Melo Risham b'chayayim is Kriya Mason. That's Sifra Chayim is Sifra Mason. that we're going to have in Rosh Hashanah. This is what it means. It doesn't just mean you're going to live or die. Right? There's many people who are written in the Sifrin Shalmeisim and they stay alive. And people who are written in the Sifrin Shalmeisim don't stay alive. It's not about life or death in the physical sense. It's about, are you connected to Chachma? We're not connected to Chachma. The Chachma Sheva Nefesh, which is the Orient Seif inside of a person, that's what gives a person Chiyas. If a person is written in Sifrin Shachayim, that means that you're written in the life of being connected to Chachma. The life of Chachma, the life of Chayim, a middle of a person is able to have that connection back to the Rabbanishim in a clear way. And Chalila Fakarat, Sifrin Shal Rishon is a Sifrin Shal Mesim. That's the Sefer in which a person is Rishon B'Chayim, is Kriya Mesim. That a person's physically alive, but the way they're walking around is that they're separate. They've been severed from the source of life, and they're not connected, right? The Baal Tanya talks about Negeirus HaTshuva. He talks about what Karis is. He explains that Karis is when a person gets cut off from the source. And that's what the word Karis means. A person gets cut off from the source. Every Avera really explains that that every Yid's neshama is connected to the source with a chevel, with a rope. Yaakov chevel nachalasei. Yaakov Avinu is a rope that attaches every Yid up to the Rabbanishim, to the Nachla, to the place that we come from. And every Avera that a person does cuts one strand off of that 613 strains in the rope. When a person does karis, when a person does an aver that's chayiv, either karis or misa b'dei shemayim, then he cuts off the whole rope. Now again, there's always going to be some aspect that's still going to be connected, otherwise the person wouldn't be alive, but he cut off that ability to be able to have the chachma being mechayim in a very, very clear way. And that's what's taking place, where sham b'chayayim is kriya mesim, either alive, they're alive, but it's all achrayim. The way that they're being able to relate to the Rabbanishim, the way they're getting the chiyas is in a way of achrayim and not in a way which is direct, and memela, there's no that chachma, which is the chaya, is not giving them the proper chiyas. V'chein rasham pashei Yisrael. This is not only talking about sitra achron. Not only talking about the gimel klipas etmeis. Even pashei Yisrael, even a yid who is pashei Yisrael, koydim shaboli the nisayin the kaddish Hashem. Before they come to that place to reveal that ahava mesuteres, which means up until they reveal that ahava mesuteres, what are they living with? They're living with that place of misa. Ki b'chinas hachachma shemenefesh alakis imnitzitz alakis ma'ar ein seif baruch hu hamalubish ba, because the chachma in the nefesh with the elakos, the ar ein seif, that's malubish inside of that chachma shemenefesh, and b'chinas galus begufam, it's b'chin of galus in the gufam, b'nefesh shemahamas mitzara klipa shebachol asmali shebelev hamaleches umeshelis begufam beside galus hashchina kanal. What's happening is that shechina, that chelik alikami mal, that orient seif, which is melubish inside of the chachma sheva nefesh, is there, but it's now in that place called galus, and they've schlepped it down to the place where it's now in galus and not able to be revealed in the proper way. And memela rishon, even pashei Yisrael, even a yid who's a rasha, is also rishon b'chayim is kriya mesim, because what they've done is they've taken that nitzitz elikus, which is in that chachma sheva nefesh, and they're hiding it under all of the many averus that they've done, and that's the side of galus hashechina. Right? That's it's an interesting lashon. He uses the same lashon in Negeirus HaTshuva when he talks about galus. He uses the word Seid Golas Hashchina, a very, very odd word. It's a secret of Golas Hashchina. It's Golas Hashchina. What does it mean? Seid Golas Hashchina. It's a secret, the fact that you can take a Nitzitz Elokos, you can take something which is godly, something which is Arnit Seif, and hide it, and be able to push it down underneath the Averis. That's a secret. That's a secret of the fact that we're capable of doing that. We're capable of making Golas Hashchina as a Seid. But that's what happens when a person does an Avera. Right? When we talk about the Shechina, the Klal Yisrael went to Golas Shechina, Shechina Gluya Iman, Shechina went to Golas Iman, it doesn't just mean that, it means what happened is when Klal Yisrael has Yerida, and Klal Yisrael goes down from Eretz Yisrael to the Umas Ha'olam, what happens is the Shechina, which is inside of every single year, and the Shechina which resides amongst Klal Yisrael, gets schlepped down to that place of Golas. And that's the biggest tsar. Right? He talks about the pain that the Melech is in. The Melech has schlepped down to all of the stupidity that we involve ourselves in. That's Pashit. When we're schlepping down, that's the side of Golas Hashchina, that there's a Nitzitz Elokos, a Nitzitz of Arnit Seif, which is Malubish inside of the Chachma Sheva Nefesh of every single Yid. And when a Yid is not involved in the things that they're supposed to be involved in, Rishon Peshei Yisrael, they're schlepping that Chelek Elokai, that Chelek Elokai Mimal, that Chelek Arnit Seif, which is in the Chachma Sheva Nefesh, schlepping it down to that place of Golas. Mela, it's stuck in that place of the guf, which is moishel. The guf now becomes the moishel, as opposed to the neshama, and it's getting schlepped to very, very low places. And mela, that's what takes place by Risham and Peshe Yisrael. And he says, ulchein nikra hava zu benefesh alakisha ritzayne vechefzel l'dafka b'ashem hachaya chayim baruchu b'shem hava mesateres. So you're telling me here you have a Rasha who's Peshei Yisrael, a guy who's being over every Avera. He's a Machal Shabbos Befehes. He's being over every Avera Gimel Chamuris. And that's Golas Hashchina. At the same time, Golas Hashchina means that there's still that Nitzitz Elakos, that Nitzitz Arin Seif, which is there in the Chachma Sheva Nefesh. So where is it? How is it possible that he has that Nitzitz of Arin Seif if at the same time he's being over every Avera in the world? The Teretz says that that's what the Ahava Mesuteres is. It's called Ahava Mesuteres Ki Mesuteres U'machusa B'levoshsach Deklipa B'Peshei Yisrael. It's there It's not an ahava which goes away when they do an avera. It's not an ahava which gets, you know, it flies away and they're lacking that ahava when they do avera. What happens to the ahava? The ahava gets hidden underneath the levush sak the klipa. But b'shei Yisrael, u'mimenu nichnas behem ruach shtos lechtoya. Rama Chazal einan el chaytem ke nichnas beruach shtos. Or the person only does an avera if nichnas beruach shtos. So it's there. The nitzis elikus is always there. It's waiting to be activated. It's there, hiding underneath all the averas that they've done. They create this levush sak of klipa because of all the averas that they've done. And the mela that chelik of the Arein Seif, which is Malubish in the Chachma, now has gotten hidden under many, many, many layers. Ela Shigolas Hu Hazel B'chinas Chachma, Eina Ela. Fine. So that's what happens to the Nitzitz Elikus. It gets Malubish under Sak. Now he explains, Ela, however, even though it gets hidden under many, many layers, there's still a Chelik of it that never gets covered. Which means there's two Chalakim of this Nitzitz of Arein Seif that's inside of the person. There's the Nitzitz of Arein Seif inside of the person, which is placed in the Chachma Sheba Nefesh. And then there's the way that it spreads throughout the rest of the body. Right? Chachma is the source of everything. Chachma begins, then it goes to Bina, to Das, to Chesed, Gvur, Tzvar, and that's a Chodi, Soed, Amalchus. So Chachma is the source of everything. So there's the Nitzitz Arein Seif inside of a person. Let's talk about a tzaddik right now. Person is doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's the Nitzitz of Arein Seif, which is Melubish in the Chachma Shebenefesh, which begins over there, but then it's Mespashe throughout the Guf. When a person is, like we said, a person's bottle to the Rabban Shalom, and a person doesn't put up any Yeshus, any Gaiva in the way of that Nitzitz being spread, then the Arein Seif, which is inside of him, now has the ability to be able to be spread throughout the body. It's be able to be mispashe throughout the body. Chalila faker, when a person's a rasha, what happens is that nitzitz elikus, which is supposed to be spreading throughout the body, is now not being able to spread throughout the body and throughout every chelik of the ramach and shasav of the person, because the person's covering over the sak klipa of all the averus that they've done, of all the rakshtas that they're involved in. However, zak de Baal Tanya, the only thing they're covering is the spashtus, is the what's the spashtus? The spreading, right, the spreading out of that nitzitz elikus, but the nitzitz itself in the chachma sheva nefesh remains pure and untouched. Even in the rasha who has that sak de klipa, it still remains pure and untouched. And memela, the ability to be able to activate it in an instant is going to happen. Is going to happen in a very, very. It is going to be something which is a possibility, because what they did was that they took that nitzitz elikus and they stuffed it under many, many layers of a levush sak. So even when they came to the point of being Moser Nefesh, which is the way that they're going to be able to activate the Hava Mesoteris, like we said, Afilu Kalash Shabakalim, even the lowest Yid has the ability to be able to Megal that Nitzitz Elikus, it would be very difficult, if not almost impossible, for them to reveal it if we're sitting on so many layers of Lavush Sak Teklipa. But because the Yisayt of it, the foundation of it, the Makar of it, is still Mechachma Shabbat Nefesh, and that hasn't been touched. So Memela, as soon as something comes in their way, which is not hitting them on the Ramach and Shasa, but it's touching the core of who they are, at Mamash, the essence of who they are, so then Memela, it's going to come into contact with that Nitzutz of the Chachma Shebenefesh, which has still remained pure. Right? Again, so there's the Nitzutz, and then there's the spashus of the Nitzutz. So the spashus of the Nitzutz is now spread throughout the Ramach and Shasa of the person, and that gets hidden under the Sak de Klipa, and Memela, every Avera that comes their way, let's say an Avera of Achila, an Avera of Shmiya, all those Averas are touching the place to where that Nitzitz Elikus is being mispashed into the rest of the body. So they hear a piece of Lashon Hara, they have no problem listening to that piece of Lashon Hara. What happened to Nitzitz Elikus inside of the person? It's sitting on the layers of Klipa, hidden on the layers of the Sakta Klipa. But any Avera that's going to come their way, that's not talking about the Ramach and Shasa, but this Avera is a Shaila of Avera on the side of who they are. It's talking about the foundation of who they are, the essence of who they are. It's getting to the core of their identity. So automatically, the core of their identity still has that Nitzitz Elikus inside of them, which has remained pure. So as soon as they come into contact with an opportunity to be able to be Meisr Nefesh, for Kiddush Shem Shemayim, when they're held against the wall, and the guy says, either serve Avodah Zarah, or he's going to blow their brains out, at that point, you're not talking about their Ramach and Shasai, you're not talking about the spashtus of the Nitzitz Elikus, now you're talking about the Nitzitz Elikus itself. Now you're talking about the core of my identity. Am I willing to give up my life for the Rabban Hashem? Afilu Kal Shebekalim. Even the person who's Kal Shebekalim is willing to give up his life. Because again, this is not a shell about the spashtas. The spashtas, I can't deal with the spashtas. Spashtas, maybe I'm failing in. But when you're talking about the core of the identity, at that point, they're willing to be able to do it. Let's just see the words inside, because it's a very...
Is that different for every person, or...?
Which part?
That core.
No, the core is the same by everybody. The spashtas is different by everybody. That's what he's saying, which means the core remains, afilu bakal shebekalim, even by peshei Yisrael begufam, even by the people that are doing avirus, the core always remains the same. The only thing that got contaminated was the spashtus of that core. Once it moved from the chachma shebenefesh to the place that it moved throughout the body, throughout the chalakim of the ruchnius of the person, that's when they were able to contaminate it. But at its core, what we call the pintel yid, if you want to call it, right, he's calling it the nitzitz arein seif, which is meluvish and chachma shebenefesh, right, which other words for the pintel yid, that chelik, the chidish shebenefesh, that chelik is never able to be touched. So memela, the spashtus of that, they're able to cover over, but that remains pure. So as soon as something comes and is trying to trying to jeopardize that nitzitz already safe in the chachmas of a nefesh, right away that chachmas of a nefesh says, I'm not willing to take it. And the afilu kal shebekalam is going to stand up and be meiser nefesh. Because at the core, that remained 100% pure. That piece of the person inside of himself, which is all the way in that place of chachmas of a nefesh, that has never been touched.
And the more clippers you take off, the more you can add
to the espashtus of it. Which means that's the regular person, the more he becomes batel tashem, the more he follows Ratzon Hashem, not only at the core is it fine, but also in the espashtus is fine.
A Tani's core will be on a higher level than a Rosh's core.
To an extent.
He's not
going to
tolerate.
We have the same focus.
But not because of the core, but because of the way that it was espashtus out of the core. Once it filled the person, the more a person is bevatel himself, the more that needs to sell a kus, the neshama is able to fill. Right, the same way the Gemara in Bracha says that the same way that Rabban Shem fills the world, so too the neshama fills the guf. I think more of the Gemara is different. Meshalim at David HaMelech in Baruch Hinafshi. Gemara says the same way the neshama fills the guf, the same way the Rabban Shem fills the world is Malakalama, the neshama fills the guf. That depends, right? It depends how thick your guf is. Right, if a person has a very thick guf, which means it's a guf that has its own retzain is there, so the nitzis just remains right here. Right, in a physical space, but it remains in that place of the chachmas of nefesh.
This is getting stuck from being mispashe.
Yeah, it can't be mispashe, which means
like it's being cut off from being mispashe.
Well, it's being mispashe, right? Exactly, but it's being covered and covered and covered. Where it could have been mispashe.
So it's being blocked. It's not mispashe. Just the limbs or whatever it is to the rest of the body.
Right, exactly.
And then once he does shuva, whatever, then it will clear.
Yeah, if a person does shuva, then you clear it. You clear out the it's a bypass, triple bypass, and you clear out all the pathways. And now the nitzitz elikos can be mispashe. That's what the surgery of shuva is pasha clearing oneself out. To allow the nitzah tzelikos, which is in the chachma sheben nefesh, to be mispashe, right? Ne'ila means it's the nitzah tzelikos. That's you're touching at the point of ne'ila yichidah sheben nefesh, right? It's the fifth daf tefillah that we have in Yom Kippur. It's yichidah sheben nefesh. The goal of that is that to allow the ne'ila to then spread throughout the rest of a person, not that it just remains in that ne'ila, but fakir that I'm able to allow it to spread. So that at the core, the tzaddik and the rasha to an extent are the same. Which means, because they both have this nitzitz aryan tzayif, which is mlubish nachachma shem nefesh. Again, even though we mentioned the parak beis, there's various levels of tzaddikim and rasham and various levels of neshamas, but at the core, where it's coming from, they're all coming from chachma da'atzilus, they're all coming from the highest place, everybody's a chilek l'kaimi mal mamish, and everybody has this nitzitz. The only difference between the tzaddik and rasha is, are you allowing the nitzitz to do what it's supposed to do? The heart is supposed to be pumping blood throughout the body, right? Chalil, if a person has blockages in arteries in the heart, so it's not able to pump the blood. So the heart's the same heart, but the heart can't do what it's supposed to do. The nitzitz aryan tzayif, which is in the chachma sheben nefesh, is supposed to spread from the chachma sheben nefesh to the rest of the body. But the rasha is making the sakta klipa, which is not allowing it to spread properly. The tzaddik's allowing it to spread, and it overtakes him, the neshama fills his guf completely. So Memela, the Rasha was not doing that. So any mitzvah, any aver that comes to Ramach and Shasa Gidim, he's gonna fall, right? Because he's involved in that world of Kivin Shavar Vishana Nasim Lekater. That's the world that he lives in. But as soon as it comes to a Shiloh of the Chachma Sheben Nefesh, he's gonna fight the same way Tzaddik will fight. What do you mean it's Kal Shabakalam? I use every Avera. That doesn't make a difference. The Averas are just dealing with the spashtus of the Nitzitz Arin Seif. As soon as he's talking about the Nitzitz itself, then he's at the point of total purity. Let's read it inside. It's very beautiful to understand this chiluk that he's making right here, and it'll help us give us a lot of clarity in the previous parak as well. Parak Yud Ches in this mysterious nefesh that the Rasha has. Rak, he says, Elisha gola zu lebechinas chachma, eina ela lebechinas hamespashates, mimena benefesh kula vacheyosa, avol sheirish ve'ikr shabachinas chachma shabenefesh. The ikar and the shewish of that chachma shav nefesh alakis who be meichin is it the don the meichin ve'en mislabish b'levush sakta klipa that doesn't get mislabish in the levush sakta klipa shebelev b'chalas smali b'chinas golash mamis right what happens to that rakshi b'chinas shina b'rishon it's slipping ve'enu payelas pu'ulase right the heart is not able to pump blood because there's blockages so it's there it's just in a state of slumber and niyashena then calls man shasuka medaitem ubinasam b'tayvus ha'olam anytime they're involved in their own tayvus ha'olam achas shabam l'tenis soyin what happens when this rasha who's it's not being mispashed in, who's living in the world of Lavush Sakta Kleep and the rest of his body, what and that Nisus Selikos is sleeping inside of him. What happens? Kishabon Danisim Bidvaramuna, Shahula Malami Adas. Now we're not dealing with things that are das anymore. Right? We said in Parak Yud Ches that the whole way he's Maisir Nefesh is the way of Lamalam and Adas. The way that this is he has no other choice. There's no question, no choice whether to do it or not. It's just this is his metzias, right? Without belief, shum das v'ez, but it's raki ilu davar she'efshir, as Lashon was, in Perek Yud Ches. It's something that she'efshir klal lichbar v'Hashem Echad. It's pashut impossible for him to be kaifer in Hashem Echad. He doesn't have the ability to be kaifer, right? That's the level that the Kal Shabakalam is getting to. Where does that happen? That happens because achas shabon l'dein nesayim b'dvar amunah, shula malami adas, v'noga ara nefesh l'b'chinis chachma shabah. Now you're touching a very raw nerve. You're touching the part of the person that remained pure. So the Kal Shabakalam suddenly wakes up. That part of him that was Aniyah Shena is now wakes up, the Libi Er, inside of him now is awakened. And it says, I'm not willing to be kaifer be'ikar. I can't be kaifer be'ikar because the nitzitz orin soif, which is melubish of machach mashav nefesh, can't be kaifer be'ikar. Azeh hinu yura, it wakes up mishinasa, upu'ula, upu'ulas, pu'ulasa. Now it does exactly what it's supposed to do. B'kayach Hashem, ha'melubish ba. Now it does what it's supposed to do, which is say that there's only one or one Hashem, the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadim, Hashem HaChad. So kal shabakalim, in one moment, is able to just wake itself up again. Because if the whole Arin Seif got hidden under Levush Sak the Klipa, so when he was pushed against the wall to be able to pull it out from under many, many layers would be almost impossible. Here, it happens in a moment, right? It was sleeping and it gets awakened. As soon as the gun gets put to its head, it gets awakened and says, okay, wait a second. Now you're talking about the core identity of who I am. Now talking about, am I Yid or not a Yid? Now suddenly it gets woken up, right? You see this a lot of times with secular Israelis and Eretz Israelis, so this, after some chastera, suddenly people that were frying, suddenly like something happens that they get totally woken up. Where's it happening from? It's happening that when they see certain, death in front of them, people that were by, people that were there, b'shas ma'isa, by the festival and the places where Masim Achshimam came in, people, there was a reawakening in a moment. Now, how does that happen that a person can just change his life around? Right? It's Pashanat Shaykh. You can't just change your life around in a moment. It depends. Right? Normally, you're right. Normally, because when we deal in the world of the Versak the Klippa, and it takes a while until you can peel back all of those layers. But there are certain moments in a person's life when a person is able to have death steer them in their face, and Mimela, it's touching them at their core identity of who they are. And they realize that I'm a Yid, that's the Metzias of who I am. And Mimela, they're able to just, in that one moment, activate the heart. It's a triple bypass surgery, and suddenly everything starts flowing again. Suddenly the Levush Slak, the Klippa gets taken away, and now the heart is pumping blood throughout the body. The Nefesh Elikus is pumping blood, is pumping, Ruchnius throughout the body. Right, the Rabban Hashem Kaviyachal woke up. So it doesn't mean the Rabban Hashem woke up, right? But what does it mean? It means the Hashem inside of us got woken up. It got woken up when we faced those asyanis. Lamed bin Hashem, Amunis Hashem, Belishum Tam Vadas, Vesechel, Musik Loyalis, Gabar, Elaklipis, Vatavis, Elam Zeh. It doesn't make any sense. His friends are saying, why are you doing this? Why are you giving up your life because you're a Yid? He says, I don't know. It goes in a way. Belishum Tam Vadas, Vesechel, Musik Loyalis, Gabar. It doesn't come from the place of Bina. It comes from the place of Chachma. It comes from the place which is higher than that which he could be massing. Behetter, Beisr, Shogo, Behem, Ulda Mois, Behem, Ulifra Loy, Hashem, Lachelko, Ulugaroli, Limslai, Nafsha, Kadusha, Shemai. The Afkia Klipas Gavrol of Kol Yamav. He's the guy who the Klipas were gavering him his whole life. His whole life he's dealing with Klipas. He's involved in Gimel Klipas at Tmeis. Lo Yachel Lahem, and he couldn't fight them. He wasn't able to overcome them. K'maymer Chazal Shresham Hem Bereshus Libam. I mentioned this earlier that the Resham are Bereshus Libam. The Lev is Shelet over them. So the guy is maybe Melech Haratas, right? Chazal V'Lashon that Resham are Melech Haratas. He's maybe Melech Haratas, but he can't bring it down to Klayel. He can't do the proper tshuva, and he can't do what he wants to do in his whole life. He's living in the reshus of his leiv. He's living in all the klipas. Makom makom. Kishabali day nesayim bedvar amuna b'Hashem echad sheisay desel b'harei kodesh. This is, you're talking about harei kodesh. Here you're talking about the core of who I am. He bechinas chachma shev nefesh. The harei kodesh means the mountains of kodesh. That's the chachma shev nefesh. Elakish shabam malovish arin seiv barachu. Recall the klipas betelim uvetolim v'havei kaloi hayu mamish lefnei Hashem. Then everything, in one second, everything fades away. Because now you're touching the core identity, what it means to be a Yid, and at that place, everything fades away. Kedechsiv, kol ha-goyim ka'ayin negdoi. All the goyim are ka'ayin negdoi, negdoi Rabban Hashem. Ksiv, ki hinevecha Hashem, ki nevecha yevedu. When it comes to Hashem, then ki nevecha, yevecha means the enemies of Hashem, yevedu. You spardu, right? They will get totally spread out. Ksiv, ka'hamas doineg mipnei eish yevedu. Right, like wax melting by a fire. Chesiv harum kedoyning masu. Right. Also, again, another lashon of harum, which is lashon of the yitzhara. The yitzhara is compared to a har. It picks itself up. It's gaiva. Also, kedoyning masu. It melts like wax in front of fire, which means it goes away immediately. Right? The Rebbe's father in Mekutah Levi Yitzhak just points out that the Baal Tanya brings four psukim when he talks about every time he does something he does it for a reason. For four psukim, these four psukim are reference to the gimel klipas atameis and klipas naiga. Right, I mentioned that there's Gimel Klipas Atmeis, Klipas Naga. The first three, he says, are Gimel Klipas Atmeis. The fourth one is Klipas Naga. That's why the first three of them, they're Yevedu. They get totally wiped out. The fourth one, it says that it melts. It's still there, but it just melts. It has the ability to get transferred, to get transformed, being Klipas Naga to being Klipas Kedusha. He says, Efsher. That's why he brings that Dafka for Psukim, because all these four Gimel Klipas Atmeis and the Klipas Naga is going to be transformed when, in that point when it's able to be revealed. Vine Ara Hashem, Arin Seif, Baruch Hu. Which means not only when it comes to going ahead and dying al kiddush Hashem is this person willing to go ahead and give up his life. Even when you're talking about just to say eza ma'isa levad, I get amunas Hashem. Let him bow down, and he doesn't believe in it. Right? So you're not talking about the core identity of who they are. The core identity is, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in Avodah Zarah. Let me just do the Maisa bearing down to Avodah Zarah. Even that, that needs its Orient Seif, which is Melubash and Chachmash and Nefesh, does not allow. It's so stark that it does not allow even in the Levushim, a Machshava deeper Maisa, to say anything that's quite for a negative Rabbanu Shlomah. It says, Ezeh Maisa Lavad, Neged Amunis Hashem Echad. Kegon Neshtach Es Avodah Zarah, Avshe Ein Amayim Abaklal Belibay. Mechen Shalom Vadabar Toyechas Vashom Ha'achtas Hashem, Avshe Ein Piv Belibay Shavit. Right, there's a mice with the Helig Baal Shem Tev. There was a Yid who lived in the time of the Baal Shem Tev. I don't know the exact story, but all the details of the story. There's a Yid who lived in the time of the Baal Shem Tev, and he lived next to a witch, next to like a real Machshefa. And he kept asking the Machshefa to teach him secrets of witchcraft. He wanted to know how to be Machshefa. She kept telling him, no, she's not going to teach him, can't teach him. She kept pushing him off again and again. Finally, she told him to come in, and he came into the house, and she said, like, you have to denounce everything. I remember, there's a long mice, so you have to denounce, like, your relationship to your family and to your kids. You have to say, I have no sheikhas to them anymore. Mamash was like, give up everything. And he kept saying, yeah, 100%. He's willing to do mamash whatever it is. And she said, okay, now you have to say that there's no Rabban Hashem in the world. And he said, mamash starts screaming on top of his lungs. He said, Chalila, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Mamash ran out of the house, which means he's willing to give up everything, his wife, his kids, his house, his connection to Elam Haza, everything, because he wanted this Sitra Achra, he wanted this place of Tumah, until it said, you know, are you willing to give up just to say the words that there's no Rabban Hashem in the world? He said, I can't say the words that there's no Rabban Hashem, because that's what happens when the Nitzitz Elokos is pushed against the wall. It says, not only in the place of the real core, but even to be mispashe, that place, Machshava Dibra Maisa, because it's a Nitzitz Elokos, which has no Gevulim, even in the place of the Gimel Levushim, it's going to be mispashe, and the person would not even be able to go ahead and even to say divrei toyechas v'shalom achta Hashem afshein people libay shalom rak libay shalom amunas Hashem, he's not able to do that. And the mele, this is what the nitzitz tzelakos. This is what ahava mesuteris looks like. It's mesuteris. It's hidden. The part of it that's mespashe is hidden on the sack the klipa. The part that's not mespashe is still there at its core, waiting to be reawakened when it comes to l'dein esayin. But this is what happens to the ahava mesuteris that's hiding inside of every yid. Now we just end off answering the kasha that he asked in Perek Yedches. In Perek Yedches, he asked, where is the Yira Mesuteris? Right? We mentioned that there's a Hava Mesuteris. We mentioned that every Yid should have a Hava and Yira Mesuteris. From Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we should have Yerusha from the Avos of a Hava and Yira. Where is the Yira? We discussed the Hava Mesuteris being pushed against the wall and then revealing that a Hava, that a person has Karish Be'esh, that a person's like the flame jumping off of the candle, willing to become one with the Rabban Hashem. So where is the Yira? So he just ends off and he explains, V'zen nekwid dechilu, this is Yira, which is Nichlal in Ahava. Right? The Chilu Rechim is Yira in Ahava. Right? We say in the Shev Yichud. This is Yira, which is Nichlal in Ahava. She Ahava Hativish Shebenefesh Alakis. Shebekolos he saw Shechefzer Ritzayne Betivli. The Dovak Beshirashi Makar Orient Seg Baruchu. Shebepnei Ahava Zu Verasin Zu. He Yira Umafachedes Betiva. Menegoyevik Sas Tumas Avaydes Arachas Veshalom. That what happens is this Ahava causes a person to have a Yira, which means you can have a Yira, which is Yiras Einish. We're not talking about a Yiras Einish over here. We're not even talking about Yiras Aramis. We're talking about that the Ahava that a person has, this Ahava Mesoteris inside of a person, is so deeply rooted and so much fundamental part of the person that it creates a Yira also, that they now have a pachad, that they don't want to go ahead and do anything which is going to get in the way of that core identity of who they are, which is the Nitzitz Orient Seif inside of them. So it's a Hava which is there, but the Ahava leads them to then have a Yira, which means it's an Ahava which has a Yira. A person has a very deep relationship with somebody. So there's a Ahava that's there. There's also a Yira that's there that says, I don't want to do anything that's going to stir that relationship. So this Nitzitz of Orient Seif, which is Melubish and Chachmash and Nefesh, is Ahava. But what happens is, Shemi Pnei Ahava Zu, V'Rotzen Zu, Hi Yira Umafachedes Betiva. Naturally, it has a Yira, Menigoy B'Ktsas Tumas Avay Dezara. To even touch the Ktsas Tumas Avay Dezara, which the Rebbe explains in his Aris and Tanya, means the Ktsas Tumas Avay Dezara. It doesn't say Ktsas Avay Dezara, doesn't say it means tumas avodah zarah, which means to bow down and not believe in it. Just even that tumah of avodah zarah, to just bow down without believing in it, it has a pachad, pasha, to do that. A pasha is a yira to go ahead and get away from its core identity. The same way this Rambam explained it, the same way a person has an ahava to live, right? Every person's natural tendency, hopefully, is that ahava to live. And they have a pachad of misa. So it's not two separate things, that I love to live and therefore I'm afraid of death. It's one thing, which means because I love to live so much and because I love my life so much, so memela have a pachad of death. It's not that I have a hava and yira. And that's why the Baal Tanya calls it, it's a hava, which is, what was Lashon? It was dechila hanichla berechimo. Right? It's a yira which is nichlal in a hava. The hava for life causes a person to have a pachad for death. The hava for that orient seif, that hava which is being revealed in that place of the orient seif petiva, then causes that memela they have a yira. And memela they won't do, not even to touch b'negoya, b'ktsas tumas avay dezarachas v'sham, she neged amunas Hashem echon, afilu b'levushah achitzaynim, she diber amaysa b'li amunah b'leiv klal, even that little bit, it's not willing to do it. So it's a hava and yira. There's a hava and yira, which is afilu b'kal shebekalim, is able to be revealed in a very, very real way. Now, the ikar we're going to have to get to is the next parakim. How is the shaykh to all of us? Which means, Baruch Hashem, we're not all the kal shebekalim. Baruch Hashem, we don't live our lives in a way that we're, you know, it's not able to be mispashed inside of us. Baruch Hashem, we're good yidin. Yeah, we're trying to be halavai, we should be bane in him, but we're good yidin. So he just spent the past two parakim talking about this Hav Mesuteris, talking about the fact that the Hav Mesuteris means that when pushed against the wall, the greatest rush is willing to give up his life in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. So, okay, what does that have to do with me and you? Right? What does it have to do with the world of the Bainani? It's the Sefer Shalbainanim. What does it have to do with the world of the Bainani? How does it help the person who's a Bainani be able to come to be a better Bainani? And how is it going to help every one of us? And Avodas Hashem, that's what he's going to explain. And the next really three, four prakim will explain exactly how that works. Very geshmak, how this is a very, very practical tool that we can all use in Avodas Hashem. And we're going to go on to a mitzvah.